Exactly 1 year ago, my commentary involved a walk I took at the start of migratory season with birder and WAMC contributor Elizabeth Grace. Our walk occurred at Ooms Pond in Chatham, New York. I'm writing about Elizabeth again at the start of another migratory season to remember her after attending a celebration of her life last weekend at the Old Chatham Friends Meeting House. It's a few minutes' drive from the site of our bird walk. Elizabeth died in February after a brief battle with cancer. I frankly didn't know her that well, certainly not nearly as well as the 100 or so friends who gathered last Saturday to remember her. Besides our bird walk, my relationship with her was mostly as an admirer of The Birder's Corner, the column that she and her late partner Kate Dunham wrote for several decades in our local newspaper, the Chatham Courier. Both women were beautiful writers with an evident passion for the natural world. But what made them worth reading, besides the loveliness and precision of their prose, was the sense that their observations were underpinned by a profound moral compass. Their love of birds and other living things was but one manifestation of that morality, the tip of the iceberg. That intuition was reinforced as I attended the celebration of Elizabeth's life and listened to speaker after speaker share their memories of her. I believe this was the first time I'd ever attended a Quaker meeting. For those who haven't, it goes something like this. You enter the meeting room, take a seat, they were arranged in a rectangle, and settle into meditation. There's no formal order of service. Anyone who wants to rises and speaks if moved to do so, and many did. And not just speak. One woman sang a song that reminded her of Elizabeth. Another recited a poem from memory. The reminiscences, each was distinct and distinctly personal, formed a kind of narrative thread. Some came from people who had known Elizabeth for years, others who had met her more recently. One woman struck up a friendship that included birdwatching trips to Maine after hearing one of Elizabeth's commentaries on WAMC and contacting her. And in the end, they communicated an impression of the woman as powerful as if a minister had led a service followed by a dozen eulogies. Elizabeth was born in Great Britain, fled London during the war, and was shuttled between families in the English countryside, some more hospitable than others. She became a social worker and moved to the United States in the early 1970s. These days, almost any gathering, whether it's a religious service or a dinner party, can't help escape politics. Even if current events aren't spoken, they loiter in the background, for many of us a trigger for indignation. It's also in these times that lives lived honorably and well, some portion of it in the humble service of others, who choose beauty over ugliness, love over hate, seem to resonate and ripple out into the world more forcefully than ever. It was evident from the speakers that while Elizabeth didn't suffer fools easily, the ripples from her example, the way she lived her life, radiated outward, touching others, lending them, no pun intended, a measure of grace. One speaker was reminded of Elizabeth when she found several perfect seeds in the bottom of her rain gauge and wanted to call her friend to ask what they were and whether she had any idea where they might have come from. Another would have wanted to report the return of a Phoebe nesting on her porch. It seems there was little involving the natural world that Elizabeth wasn't knowledgeable and could provide insight and answers about. Someone reported spotting a beautiful fox that reminded her of Elizabeth's presence. Another speaker got a laugh when he said his associations regarding the same fox were less pure since the fox had dispatched one of his chickens that morning. But the point was that Elizabeth's spirit lingered, not just at the meeting house, but through its large clear windows where the still bare branches of trees swayed in the wind. Others recalled her work as a volunteer with the Columbia Land Conservancy and the Alan DeVoe Bird Club. Among her responsibilities was rustling up volunteers to make sure the feeders were filled throughout the winter. She also attended a memoir writing class at the local library and at 80 signed up to volunteer with an adult literacy program in Hudson, New York. And she trained her Welsh corgi, Cole, as a therapy dog and made visits to hospitals. If it's unseasonably cold, as it's been in these parts this spring, there's a tendency to lament the death of a person before they could watch the trees bud anew. On the other hand, if they'd survived to see the season's beauty, it's a pity they had to leave so soon. My hunch is that Elizabeth Grace didn't think that way. She could find the miraculous anywhere and in any season. One speaker reported that in her hospital room, she drew the staff's attention through her window to a small speck on a distant tree. She identified it as a bald eagle. Elizabeth was birding to the end.